for life presents us possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't tread on me.
Killed my brothers, they lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree.
Years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 limit. celebrities, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 Liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and a man who doesn't wear a tie but knows how to tie one on, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. We are bringing you this show today, as we did yesterday, from Reno, Nevada. We're attending the Freedom 21 conference here in Reno, and there are a lot of people that are telling us about their story, what is happening here in America, how many of our freedoms are being lost. And since this is a freedom conference, I have with me someone that probably knows more about tyranny and freedom than anyone at this conference, because he was born in 1945 in Yugoslavia. He left the country when he was 14 years old. That was in 1956. In 1959, he came to the United States. And today, many of our listeners know Paul Walters as newswithviews.com. If you are a regular listener to my show, you know that oftentimes I talk about the emails, and you say, well, there's so much junk on the web that you really can't trust those emails that you get. And I say, well, there's two or three organizations that I really believe in. And of course, WorldNet Daily is one, and newswithviews.com is one. And Paul, you're here in the United States. You are attending this Freedom Conference. Give us a little background on why you left Yugoslavia and how you went about it.
Well, my parents, you know, took the kids and escaped, and the family. And one of the reasons is because you were not free to express yourself there. You were basically, political correctness was sweeping the country to where you can criticize anything you want as long as you don't criticize your public officials and you don't criticize your own government. It was against the law. They round you up and you wind up bottom of the ocean somewhere, or you disappear and your family never sees you again. This happens all the time. So my father didn't want to join the Socialist Communist Party. And there they were called communists, here they're called Democrats, so there's a, you know, but the color is the same. They're green on the outside and red on the inside. But anyway, so he took the family and escaped to America. And what really scares me now is the very spirit that he escaped from in Yugoslavia to get away from. It made its home here. And people don't see it. And what we're trying to do is wake them up as best as we know how to what's really happening to our country before it's too late, because we're losing our country.
You mentioned that the Communist Party over there would be called the Democrats over here. But, you know, Paul, I have a difficult time telling the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Well, the difference is Republicans are supposed to be conservative, and they're supposed to stand up to the Democrats, and it's supposed to be a difference. But the problem is they believe in political correctness, they believe in consensus, so what they do is they go along with it. And we have a writer that wrote an article on newsreviews.com recently praising the Republican Party and how wonderful Bush is and everything. And I put a little comment at the end that, you know, that the Republicans supposed to be better, they appear to be better, but the problem is they have a lot of rhinos in it, meaning Republicans in name only. So I believe personally that Democrats are a lot smarter, because the rhinos, I believe, are the Democrats, and they call themselves Republicans. And they infiltrated the Republican Party, and the Republicans can't seem to get rid of them. And then Beverly Eichmann just wrote an article that Republican Party is really putting themselves out of business, and eventually they're going to be called probably Democrats too. And how that's accomplished is your public schools basically are cranking out little socialists today, where they can't think for themselves. They're dependent on government for everything. And so what's going to happen in 20 years from now? You won't even have a Republican Party that's going to be different than a Democrat, because they're going to be both the same, because all the kids graduating are little Democrats. So you have a party that calls themselves Democrats, but the problem is they don't stand up for anything and they compromise with the Democrats. So what's the difference between the two parties? And you're right, it's not a dime worth of difference.
You mentioned your parents took the kids and you escaped from Yugoslavia. I wrote an article for Rural Electric Cooperative magazine back in the early 1980s. And I was talking about freedom and liberty at that time, and I mentioned that, and I don't even know where I got that information, but I knew it was true, that you couldn't even own a typewriter in Yugoslavia at that time.
Well, I don't think anybody even owned a typewriter, because we couldn't afford that, because you know typewriters are very expensive. And what I remember, things that I remember is that that stuck in my mind about Yugoslavia, because I was, 13, 14 years old when we escaped.
Yeah, but that was grown. You're practically grown at 14.
Yeah, but what I remember is that the schools used to turn us against our parents. And one of the main things that I remember is every child in school was required to do free community service for the state. And this is happening in America right now, is where everyone will be required, every citizen will be required to do free community service for the state. In other words, slave labor, or involuntary servitude, whatever you want to call it. And we wrote an article about this on newsreviews.com about 2-3 weeks ago. It was a news piece about how mandatory community service is happening around the country. And in fact, your high schools today, kids cannot graduate unless they do X amount of hours of community service. And I found out in our own county where I live, kids were required, they have the choice what kind of community service they want to do. And some kids chose to plant flowers in a public park, and others chose to plant trees in a public park, and others did that and this and that. And they were all, what they're doing is they're conditioning children not to be little entrepreneurs, work for themselves for money. You have to do things for the community, because community does things for you. And that's exactly what they did in socialist, communist Yugoslavia, is we had to work free for the state, because they didn't believe in capitalism. They didn't believe in entrepreneurship. So they looked down on it. So they started conditioning children from schools on, that why work for the money? You have to work free for and donate your time for free instead of getting paid for everything. And they're doing that here.
We are taking a break. We will be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Notification of dramatic reductions on your health care expenses. Can't afford health insurance for you and your family? Don't be unprotected. Get Plan B for Health, one of the leading non-insurance health care protection and savings plans. Get important health care protection and save an average of 10 to 50% on health care expenses. For free information, call Plan B for Health, 1-800-562-2882. Family plans only $24.95 and $49.95 a month. Insurance companies get big discounts from hospitals and doctors. Now you can too. Save an average of 10 to 30% on hospitals and doctors, and an average of 10 to 50% on prescriptions, dental, vision, and more. Call 1-800-562-2882. Can't get health insurance or don't have enough health care protection? Plan B for Health has family plans for only $24.95 and $49.95 a month. No one refused, with a 30-day money-back guarantee. For free information, call the affordable non-insurance solution, Plan B for Health, 1-800-562-2882. That's 1-800-562-2882.
Bush economics, Kerry economics, what's the difference really? Well, here's the key issue. Today we're in the early stages of a historic flight out of paper and into tangible assets. It began in 2000 based on our massive debt and deficits, and now economists aren't sure that any politician can stop it without lowering our standard of living. But Swiss America and I agree on this. The time has come to raise the standard of living by owning debt-free and inflation-proof assets like gold coins. Find out how easy it is to move onto a personal goal standard, no matter who's elected in November. Just call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN, and ask for the annual report, A Tribute to Reaganomics, A Return to the Goal Standard. It's free. Just call 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUICOIN. Derry Brownfield here to tell you about the world's finest air purifier. It's called the Aeronizer. There is no other product on the market today that equals the power and performance of the Aeronizer. What the Aeronizer does is kills viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces in your home. It kills influenza viruses, powerful enough to kill airborne anthrax spores. Mold, mildew, and fungus problems are a thing of the past. Cooking, pet, and smoke odors are gone. It'll remove dust, pollen, dander, and other allergens from the air. It oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. There's nothing else to buy with these air purifiers. No plates to clean or filters to replace. We have units for the home, office, even for industrial and agricultural applications. To order the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or visit the website www.aranair.us. That's aranair.us.
And we have returned. We're visiting today from Reno, attending the Freedom 21 conference here with Paul Walters, who is Walter, as he is the executive director and the owner and operator of NewsWithViews.com. But as I mentioned earlier in the introduction, he probably knows a lot more about freedom than you and I do, because he was born in Yugoslavia, came to the United States when he was a very young individual. And you were telling us, before we get into this letter that you got from Ohio, let me mention, you were telling us that in Yugoslavia the children were forced to do certain things. One of the things that you... is reason that your parents left that country. But you also said that the school was turning the children against the parents. Can you explain a little bit of that?
Yeah, they're doing the same thing here. What they wanted to accomplish is they wanted the children to look up to the state as the authority over the children instead of the parents as the authority. That's a communist doctrine. And this is in America. And the problem really is, see, I got a problem with this, and I don't know, some people may get offended by this, but I'll tell you, I got to say it anyway. The churches are the problem. See, because the job of the churches is to confront evil. The church is supposed to be good, and they're supposed to confront evil. They're not confronting evil. What they're doing is the same thing as the Republicans are doing with the Democrats. They want to be politically correct. They want to be all things to all people, and that's not what the Lord is all about. And they're not exposing this, because if we can stop this real quick. Look at, for example, what was it, Romania or somewhere where they wanted to get rid of Ceausescu, and he was a dictator there, and you had 500,000 people in the street, and in 24 hours they brought that whole communist government down on its knees. And if we can get 10,000 people in your neck of the woods front of the courthouse and say we demand resignation of these black robe crooks that are there who are not doing what's right, you'll have a change in your government instantly, and you'll have good people in office. And the problem is nobody is standing up to these people, and that's why they're getting away with this.
Yeah, you mentioned the state wants to be the parent to the child.
That's
you
right.
know, that's what Hillary said. It takes a community to raise this little brat. It
takes the whole village.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, the scriptures tell us that spare the rod and spoil the child, more or less, you know. But yet, these kids have hot numbers that they can call. If they think that their parents not treating them properly, why... Did they do this in Yugoslavia?
No, we didn't have a hot number there to call. In fact, it's worse here than it was there, because no one told my parents that, you know, if you spank your kid, you're going to go to jail. I remember I got spanked a lot of times when I talked back to my mother and I didn't do what's good. And not here. And there, I tell you, it's worse here now. It's what it is. See, what it is what they're doing is they're basically neutralizing parents as the authority over the children. So children have no respect for their parents. They're basically told in school, well, if your parent does something or he spanks you or he does something and offend you and you don't like it, here's the phone number and you can turn him in. And the problem I have is here you have these parents go to church on Sunday, then they send their children to these institutions to teach them against the parents. on Monday, and it's beyond me.
You know, we're going to take another break. We will return, and you have an interesting letter that we'd like to discuss right after these messages. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and we're not going to try to take phone calls today. It's a lot easier on old Brownfield if he can just sit here and visit. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Almost 1 million Americans got something that they didn't want last year, a heart attack. Okay, so that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution.
Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy.
Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95 check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
America's overweight, and the chances are you might be also. If you're trying to shed a few pounds before you get into that bathing suit this summer, you're probably buying lots of fruits and vegetables. If you're concerned about keeping fruits and vegetables fresh until eaten, the Fruit Saver is a must for your kitchen or office. For instance, you can store bananas for up to 11 days and they'll stay firm and yellow. It keeps that fresh, crisp flavor everyone craves. It's truly amazing, and it's on sale now for only $69.95. Call 1-800-695-7709. That's 1-800-695-7709. The Fruit Saver has a 4.5-quart capacity, and if you're not satisfied with the Fruit Saver, return it within 60 days for a full refund of the purchase price. Stop wasting money on fruit you simply throw away after a few days. And remember, the family that sees the fruit eats the fruit. And be sure to mention the Dairy Brownfield Show when you order the Fruit Saver at 1-800-695-7709.
And we have returned. Now, we're visiting today with Paul Walters, newsthedews.com. And Paul, you get what, a million some hits a day, is that right?
We get about 6 to 8 million hits a month.
6 to 8 million hits a month.
Yeah.
Okay, so people are reading newswithviews.com.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you get a letter from somewhere out in Ohio, right?
Right. We broke a story. It was a news article about how, you know, they want you to do involuntary community service. All citizens, senior citizens, everybody's going to have to donate so much time. Of course, it's going to be voluntary at first. But see, everything starts out voluntary, like your taxes in 1930 started voluntary. And then as it becomes accepted by the public, eventually you'll try not to volunteer and you'll wind up in jail. Or you won't be able to get a job and work. So anyway, that's what they did in Yugoslavia, too. If you didn't go along with the state's wishes, you couldn't get a job because they controlled everything, you see. So anyway, I get a letter from this guy from Cleveland, Ohio. And I'll name the company because it's going to be in our news article, upcoming news article anyway. It's called Forest City Industries. So I didn't know what Forest City Industries is. It sounds like someone that's in the forest business, you know, but it wasn't. I called the man who works for them because he wrote me a letter. And he says that this employee sent him this letter to every employee that works for Forest City Industries requiring to donate a day to for your community, because your community does a lot for you, so you have to give back to your community. And they ask you to do